If you're not there when I need you, a part of me lays down and dies. But if you are gentle and loving with me, you may help something strong in me rise. You may help something strong in me rise. And if I felt sad when they hurt me, disappointed when they let me down, well, I might have known it, but I would not have shown it, 'cause a smile was required to keep them around. And so I smiled through the fear when they hit me or battered each other in rage. My knuckles went white and my jaw was clenched tight round a fear that I dared not engage. And I grew hard to soften the blow. Thought I could cushion the fall. When the pain was too great, I hid and I ate, or I slammed my soft body hard at the wall, or pounded my fist on my head to silence the voices that wished I were dead. For many years, self-righteous indignation was the weapon that I wielded to defend myself from fear, like a porcupine begging for attention, while making certain no one could get near. Now I long to lay my armor down and weep, but my mind's a restless warrior, still looking for the danger, and I'm not at rest, not even when I sleep. It's a very old habit I'm trying to break, this killing what rises within me. And I know it's my own precious life that's at stake, and if I don't kill me, I'll win me. If I don't kill me, I'll win me. So if I can be there when I need me to witness my own inner cries, if I can be gentle and kind with myself, I may help something strong in me rise. I may help something strong in me rise. I may help something strong in me, strength that belongs in me, help something strong.